Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Hey, and we in Yerushalmi, and we continue now with Perek Shnei Seirei, which we started a couple of days ago, which is the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, as we're in the middle of discussing the Avoda, and we spoke about the Seir Lazazel, and now we're back to what the Kohen Gadol is doing back in the Beis HaMikdash, while the Seir Lazazel is being taken care of, and he's going to those booths and pushing off the cliff and the ribbon on all the different days about where the ribbon was. And we ended off with the Mishnah in the last year that he comes back to his par and sa'ir that have already been shechted and he already sprinkled the dam. But now, what else what do you do with the rest of the animals? So he takes out the fats, the emurin, he puts it into a bowl and he gets it ready for haktara. Then he takes the Mishnah said that he takes the sa'ir and the par, he takes those animals and he ties them to poles, and then he hands them off to people to carry out to the Beis Hadeshen where they are going to be, they're going to be burned. And when the Mishnah quoted in Machlokas, when are they b'tame begadim? Because the people who are involved in Osig in the carrying out, their begadim become tame, that's a special din, right? Sounds like the Apar Aduma type of din. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and yet you become tamei, right? Matara said tamei, matara said tahorin. So here they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, right? We said before the ish iti, the person going out to the Yisrael Azazel, right? Matame begadim. But sometimes that's the din. So here too, when does the tumas begadim kick in? So we had a machlokas of the Mishnah, either right when they leave the walls of the Azara, or Rabbi Shimon says right when the fire starts burning there in the Beis Hadeshen. Okay, so first the Mishnah says there seems to be a machlokas tanoim. Because in our Mishnah, you read the sense you get from our Mishnah is that right after the avod of the Seir Lazazel is done, the Kohen comes back and he gets the par in the sa'ir that have been shechted. He gets their fats ready and he sends it out to the Beis Hadeshen. So the Gemara says, Balo Eitzel Par Vachulu, Anantaninan, Balo Eitzel Par Veitzel Par Siron Israfim, that right after the Shiluach of the Sira Mishtaleach, that's when you come back to burn the Par and the Sira of the Nisrafin. But you see in the Brisa is Tani Tani, there are others that say, and we're going to have this later on in the next parak, Balo Kohen Gadol Ikros, that first the Kohen Gadol, a special Kriyas HaTorah that takes place on Yom Kippur, and then after that, that's when you burn the par and the seir hanisrafim. So which happens first? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chananya krom misayel amasisan. There's a pasuk from the pesukim. It sounds like our Mishnah. Meaning why? Because the pasuk says, Amishaleicha seir lazazel yichabis begadav. Right, the seir lazazel, and then right after that, maksid basrei ves parachatas ves irachatas the chulu. Right. So therefore, you see that in the text of the pesukim, you have the sending out of the par and the seir right after the seir lazazel. So it sounds like that is what you're supposed to be, that what you're supposed to be doing. And that's the order. There's what to say on that, but let's just, I guess, finish the line first. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana is like, no, it could be that the psukim, which give the impression, that, it sounds like the seir lazazel avoda comes right before the par and the sa'ir are sent out. No, it could be that it's mentioning what's going to happen in the future, even though it's not happening right now. The afilu kahain, right? Even like that, kahain to taninan, even like that, brisa, tanya barya asyahi, right? Even that is, could be similar to that brisa. Even what we learned here in the psukim can be like what it says in the Brisa. Why? Ke'enesh desalek mitveria letziporin. It's like somebody that's traveling from Tveria to Tzipori, which we know we're not far, right? Tveria is on the coast up there by the Kinneret, and Tzipori is up, right? The Gemara elsewhere talks about Tveria and Tzipori. Remember the Gemara Masecha Shabbos, one of the Tanaim said, I want to be from those who bring in Shabbos in Tveria and bring out Shabbos in Tzipori. Because Tveria was in the valley, so Shabbos came first, earlier, because the sun was blocked. by so that's why he wants to start Shabbos in Teria, and he wants to end Shabbos in Tzipori, which is up on the mountain, and Shabbos ends later there because you can still see the sun. So Teria and Tzipori, those were two of the centers in the days of old. So here he says it's like somebody's going for Teria and Tzipori. Adu b'Teria, even if he's still in Teria and he's on his way out, Amrin, they say b'Tzipori nu Yosef. Oh, he's in Tzipori. He's ready. Yeah, where is he? He's in the car. He's like, oh yeah, he's in Tzipori. He's not there yet, but it says he's there. So here too, you might say, even though the Pesukim say that after Sir Lazazel, what do? You take out these animals to burn. Doesn't mean that that's the next Avoda. They're on their way, even though you can have Kriyas HaTorah in the middle. It's on their way, but that is what the Lashon that might have been said. Okay, there's what to say on these lines. Let's try to go one by one. Let's go backwards. So first, the last line, it says, from Teveria to Tzipori, up. People already say, you're already there? You're already going there? It's as if you're there already. So that reminds me a little bit of the Maharal that we've quote often. And that is Parshas Vayetze. And the Maharal points out that Rashi notes that Yaakov Avinu has his amazing dream. And he sees the Malachim going up and down. And Rashi, of course, is bothered. The Malachim are going up and down. The Malachim should be going down and up. Malachim start off at Shemayim. So why are the Malachim going up and down? So Rashi quotes, these aren't Stam Malachim. These are the Malachim that accompanied Yaakov, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that were going up, because he's on his way out. Olim, and then the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz that are coming down, Yordim. So Olim Yordim, that's what's going on here. And then in the last pasuk of the Parsha, it's the opposite. V'Yaakov halach l'darko, last pasuk of Vayetze, v'yifku ubo malachei Elokim, and Vayom Yaakov Kasharah Machane Elokim Zev. Vayikram Shema Mako Mahu Machanoim. What's Machanoim? Rashi. Shte Machanos. Shel Chutz La'aretz Shebo Imo Atkan. Vishel Eretz Yisrael Shebo L'Krasso. Right? So Rashi quotes in both the places. Ask the Maharal there in the Gur Aryeh on the second Rashi. Not on the first Rashi. So the second Rashi, I don't understand. Where were these visions taking place? The first time Yaakov had his dream, he's sleeping in Yerushalayim, in Beit El. Rashi quotes, it was Kitz Zaderech. But he wasn't on the border yet, right? So why were the Malachim switching? The Malachim should wait at the border. He's still in Eretz Yisrael. And the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael already switching. And then later on, when he's coming back, he didn't get back to Eretz Yisrael yet, right? He didn't meet Esav yet, and he's still in Chutz La'aretz. And yet, he's already getting the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. So explains the Maharal, because often our state is not based on where we are, but where we want to be. It's not based on position, but on direction. Right? If Yaakov Avinu was heading to Chutz La'aretz, the Malachim are already switching. Malachim of Chutz La'aretz is already on the way, because that's my direction. I'm already there. Like, I'm already going to Tzipori. I'm still in Teria. I'm in Tzipori. That's where I am. And the opposite, if he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so then you don't say that, right? That's what the Maharal says. V'yachshav yatsa Yaakov behar baria, shehi Yerushalayim, hari ki'ilu yatsa lagamrei, v'gamzei yitzi emikri, u'mikima dehizchala tzeis olu malachim shel ha'aretz. That's the Gurai. Remember years ago, one of my Talmidim, called me like years after hearing this verse, like, Rebbe, but I don't think you could hold one day if you're planning to make Aliyah, right? If you're, that direction is not strong. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. But that is, that's number one, Teveria and Tzipori. Number two, an item to mention again on this last line, that if you're planning to do something, it's considered you're already there. So the Achronim discuss an interesting halacha, and that is, we know there's a difference between Hilchas Mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Right? If you buy a house, you chayv a mezuzah right away. But if you're renting, in Chutz La'aretz, you don't need to put up a mezuzah for the first 30 days, and in Eretz Yisrael, you do. Various reasons given, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, that's the difference in terms of rental. What if you know you're renting, but you know you're going to be there more than 30 days? You know you're going to be there more than 30 days. So right now it's within the first 30 days. But what if you are planning to be there longer? So many Achronim say, then you have to put up right away. Put up right away if you're planning to be there longer. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Peivav, in Ilchaz Bezuzah, Im sachro al yoser milamid yom harayu kebeso v'chayev b'mezuzah. Right, aval sachro lolamid yom chayev miyad. Tzchiris liyomei memkar hu lakam edvarim. Pshita miyad achayev. So Aruch HaShulchan says chayev. Reb Moshe also has a tshuva about this. Reb Moshe in Yoredea Aleph. Mishlekvo mezuzah b'bayis schura B'toch shloshim yom, im levarechaz. And if you are going to do it, you make a bracha. If you are going to put it up right away. So Moshe wrote this in 1954. Tavshin Yudalit. 1954. So he was ready in America. L'aniyaz da'iti vaday roi lahachmir bedira shedaito l'kfius. L'kvo amiyad ta'adas sidur derech achayim l'bal chavaz das shechayim miyad v'cheinog im ha'olam. Bedira shesochrim l'kfius shim ha'chakim. I mean, the goal is to put it up right away. If you don't, you know you're going to be there for more than 30 days. Even in Chutz Laretz, you put it up. Barak bedira shesochrim be countries liyamos hakayitz. He says sometimes if you have a country house, people go up to the mountains for the country. Yesh ulay lachakos mishum dahasam hu beetsem arai af im choshev lahashas yosem ilamid yom. Person goes up there 2 months out of every year, so it's a kvius, but it's inherently it's an arai type of bungalow. The etzem hadira sham hu arai, says Rav Moshe. The cholzeh cholban she is damin lo she yoser tov lefanav leilech b'chazor lebeisu akvua b'yelech b'sham. Because you know that's not your house. Ubediras elu yodegam aderachayim shepater kodem lamidyom. Aba bedira hayadua shu lukvias yish lachvus. Rav Moshe talks about that. What does this have to do with us? So if you look at one of the earlier sources, the Dovev Meisharim, old Dovev Meisharim, so the Chabiner Rav, so he writes in Simin Yud Beis. In Simin Yud Beis, he writes, he quotes this question. If you're going to be there for more than 30 days, so then what do you do? Hagon Milisa, that's the, we just quoted the Nesivis, the Michi of Lekvoa, take if, Pischei Tshuva quotes his own Sefer, the Nachat Tzvi, not. He says, I think I have to put it up right away. What's his first source that he quotes? Mizeh Mevuar Yerushalmi Yoma Perek Vav. Quotes are Yerushalmi. Ke'inish desolak mitveri letziporin. Adu betveri yamlin betziporin u Yosef. Umivuar mishum de gamar daito ladur betzipori. Alkein afagav shu adayin betveri amrin shu dar betzipori. So you see from our Gemara that you see that he's in Tveri. He's planning to be in Tzipori. He's already at Tziporinik. Alma de kvius dira talya b'machshavaso. V'yemkein achanami b'shar shechoshev ladur Yosef elamid yom chashiv kekeva diraso umuchuyev b'mizozatekev. Then he brings other rayas from the we had earlier from the Kohen Gadol and the Lishkas Parhedrin. Okay, but that's the discussion here. And then there's another discussion. Maybe we'll continue and then we'll come back. And that is regarding Kriyas HaTorah. This is interesting. It's going to come up later in the Masechta also. The Kriyas HaTorah that the Kohen Gadol does. Right? We generally assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Kriyas HaTorah every day. Besides Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is a Chovas HaYachid. Every single person has a chiyuv of Parsha Zachar, and therefore, when the Baal Koreh says Parsha Zachar, it's as if I am saying it. Shomea Kaone. That's Parsha Zachar. That's why you can't miss Parsha Zachar. But by all other kriyos, most achronim assume that it is a chovas hatzibur, not a chovas hayachid. That is what most assume. Again, there are some that say chovas hayachid, but most assume it's a chovas hatzibur with many issues depending on. Chovas HaTzibur. What if I miss a little bit, right? I have to go to the bathroom in the middle. I don't come back till the middle of the Aliyah. What about learning during Kriyas HaTorah? That's a big discussion. Also, different issues relating to Chovas HaYachid or Chovas HaTzibur. Again, that's then the question is, and what about this laning on Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol reading? So is that even part of the original Takana? We know the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, there was a Takana of Ezra, and then of Moshe, and then Ezra. Moshe and then Ezra. This is the beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik says. We'll just mention this part of it, and then we'll continue. The Gemara there says, in Baba Kama, in the Bavli Daf Pei Beis, that the one of the Takanas, Ezra made 10 Takanas, one of the Takanas that they would lane every Monday and Thursday. There would never be 3 days without laning. That was one of the takanas of Ezra HaSofer, when Ezra, they came back during Bayesheni. She nekram b'sheni v'chamishi, Ezra, the Gemara says, Ezra tikein, v'meikar avi miskina. It was much earlier. Titanya v'yochosh shloshet yamim ha-midbar v'lo matzumayim. They traveled 3 days and they couldn't find water. Darshi v'shubo samar imayim ala Torah. Shedamar ha-yikazam ala cholamayim. Kivash ochosh shloshet yamim v'lo Torah, nil'u. They went 3 days without Torah, they became weary, and they were thirsty for Torah. Amdu nevi'im shebeinehem. V'tiknu lahem, so the Nevi'im amongst them Nevi'im amongst them. Parenthetically, when the Rambam quotes this, he quotes this as Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara says Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Interesting. We'll have to get back to that by the Shem at some point. V'tigvah lehem sheyikarim b'Shabbos. And they made the Takana. Shabbos. And the Mafsikin b'achad b'Shabbos. V'karim b'sheni. Mafsikin b'sheni reviv. V'karim b'chamishi. K'dei shelo yalinu gimel yamin b'lo Torah. So the Gemara says it was earlier. It wasn't Ezra HaSofer. So Gemara says, you're right. Originally, there was less. There was one person with three psukim, or three psukim with three psukim, but then Ezra said, at least 10 psukim. So the details. Beautiful Gemara. But if Soloveitchik pointed out, you don't catch it unless he pointed out that they went 3 days without Torah. When were those psukim? That was before Maamad Har Sinai. That was in Mara. What were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. They went 3 days without Torah, nilu. What do you mean 3 days without Torah? They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, obviously this thirst wasn't based on the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. It was based on the Jew's natural, innate connection to Torah. And once Yitzias Mitzrayim happened, that's when that connection came out. Again, for 210 years in Mitzrayim, they weren't nilu, because they were being nilu from other things. From the physical subjugation that they were having. But finally, when they were able to come out of Mitzrayim, and they were B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they had this natural netia, so that's why Soloveitchik said they were thirsty, nilu, not because of the chiyuv, but because of the natural connection that every Jew has to Torah. And there's a lot more there, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zrikan Amar Rabbi Zira. So the rest of today's daf is four questions. Relating to Parim and Seirim HaNisrafim. We know there are five animals that have to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. Five animals. Four of them also have their blood sprinkled inside, right, in the Heichal, on the Mizbeach HaZav. Two of them are sprinkled even in the Kodesh Kodashim. So let's start with those. Let's start with the Moses, the Parim, the Sar of Yom Kippur, right? So those are Parim, they're sprinkled in the Kodesh Kadashim, they're sprinkled on the Heichal, and they're sprinkled on the Mizbeach Hazav. So those are the first two. So those, the Parim, the Sar of Yom Kippur, right? We just said they sprinkled in. Their fats are burned on the regular Mizbeach, like every carbon, but their meat has to be burned outside in the place called the Beis Hadeshen. Right, and that's the, usually carbon chatas, the meat is eaten by the Kohanim, but not by those. So the Parim and the Sar of Yom Kippur. Then you have the two that we've already spoken about earlier, the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, and the Par Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol does certain Averis. So those two also are sprinkled in the, not in the Kodesh Kadashim, but whenever those come up, those sprinkled in the, on the Zeh Hazav, and they're also burned in the Beis Hadeshen. But then there's one more that we haven't spoken about yet, when this came up a few weeks ago, and that is, not in Vayikra, where all of those karbanos are mentioned, but in Bamidbar, in Parshas Shlach. In Parshas Shlach, there's the Seir of Avodah Zarah. The Seir of Avodah Zarah. And what is this? It's a good question. What is this doing here? Right, the end of Parshas Shlach. This is not karbon area. And yet, this is quoted here. V'chisishku, v'losasu, es kol ha-mitzvos ha'el, asher dibra shel Moshe. If you don't do one of them, all the mitzvahs, one of all the, what do you mean one of all the mitzvahs? That's what Rashi quotes here. It's not talking about one of all the mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah that's connected all the mitzvahs. Rashi quotes, ba'avodas elilim akasa medaber. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Talking about Avodah Zarah. So if somebody does Avodah Zarah, es kol asher tziva Hashem alechem yad Moshe b'yanayom v'chulu v'haya. Im me'ene ha'eda ne'esta lishkaga. The asu kol ha'eda par ben bakar echan la'ola l'rech l'chok l'shem. One par, and the Sirachatas. And it continues to discuss this carbon. So that carbon also is burned outside. Okay, so we're gonna ask four questions relating to these carbonos that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's a halacha that happens with it also. On the way out, the people, like we just saw, that are involved in taking it out, they're begun to become tame. So here we go. Question number one. Reb Zrikan Amar Reb Zeira Sha'al. Parim HaNisrafim was Seirim HaNisrafim. Right? These cows that are burned outside and the goats that is burned outside. Shenitmu'u. If they became Tameh. Ma'oshi Sarfu Kimitzvasan. Can they be burned like normal? What does that mean? Let's see the Karbana Eda. Ma'oshi Yisru Kimitzvasan. can they be burned outside? They're supposed to be burned outside the three machanas. But the halacha is, we know from elsewhere, that if a carbon becomes tamei, usually there's a place in the Beis HaMikdash to burn it. But maybe that's only for carbonos that are supposed to be burned in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a place in the Beis HaMikdash to burn them if they become tamei. But maybe these carbonos that are supposed to be burned outside, so even if they become tamei, take them outside. That's the question. Maushi sarfuk mitzvasan, carbon eita, chutz l'gimel machanos, mi amrinan, kivan shen nitzmu lo yisrofu ela bazara. Maybe like all other carbonos, if they became tamei, stop. You don't burn it in the place where it's normally burned, and you burn it in the azara. Oh, dilma, kivan de bein tarmu bein tamei mitzvasa misrefa. Or do you say, well, you know what? What do you do with the tamei carbon? You have to burn it. And this also, you have to burn it. By other carbonos, you're supposed to eat it. Let's say a carbon chatos. But so you're not supposed to. So instead of eating it, you have to burn it because it became tamei. But this carbon is supposed to burn anyway. So maybe if you're supposed to burn it anyway, so it became tamei. What do you have to do with the carbon tamei? To carbon that became tamei, burn it. So maybe burn it in the regular place. Maybe that's what you should do. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky adds a detail. He says, if you look in the 12th parak of Zvachim, we learned, where they're supposed to be burned, like according to what kimitzvasan, like normal, nisrafim beveis hadashen. If eino nisrafim kimitzvasan, nisrafim beveis habira, there are different places, if they're, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to, they're burnt, being burned, and you followed all the avoda, then it's burned in the Beis HaDesh, and that's also in three machanas. But if you didn't follow what you're supposed to do, then it's burned in the Beis HaBir and the Beis HaMikdash. So here, if Tamei, does that count as you still consider that kimitzvasan or not? Okay. So the Gemara says, Matzri Chalei, the only question is, Bishanitmu lefnei Zrika. The only question is, if it became Tamei before Zrika Sadam. Avalim nitmu achas Zrika, if you already did Zrika Sadam, and basically all you have to do right now is to carry it out, then you carry it out. Korea ni'alav b'moado af b'shabes b'moado af b'tumah. It says you have to bring these in its time, right? Because most of these carbonos have a specific time, right? The Yom Kippur ones, at least those two. The two Yom Kippur ones, I shouldn't say most. Those two have his, and it says Moado there. So there, so if it became Tamei after the Zrika, then for sure you take it out and you burn it in its normal place. So Gemara says, but wait a minute. But there are a number on the list that I just mentioned that don't have a specific time. Moado means you do it today no matter what. Even if it's Tamei and even if it's a Doche Shabbos and Doche Tuma. But not all of them have a Moado. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Eda. What about the Eda? That's the Par Halon Davar Shel Tzibur, right? The one that's brought for the whole Eda when they did an Avera. Add in a word. Shelo Kasev Baba Moado. It doesn't say B'moado there. Les Shema Minaklum, then you shouldn't make that Ha'ara. Meaning, the Gemara says, oh, the question is only if it became Tamei before Zrika. But if it became Tamei after Zrika, for sure there's no question. Because it says Moado, just do it. What do you mean? But it doesn't say Moado. These other Karbanos are situational. They're not B'moado at this specific time. What if the Kohen Gadol does an Avera? If Paralel Davar Shel Tzibur, those are situational. That doesn't have a Moado. So according to that, Rabbi Zrika, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira's question should be no matter what. Should be even if it became Tamei after the Zrika. So the Gemara says, you're right. Am Rabbi Mana, Lo Mismina Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Kayim Hacha. Rabbi Mana says, my Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, did not withhold here. What does that mean? Look at the Karbana Eda. The Haki Perusho, Rabbi Mana Amar, Sherab Yosa Rabbo, Lo Rasa Lakayim Baider Abzira, Ela Bilafay Zrika. My Rebbe only thought the question was before Zrika, became Tamei before Zrika. But now back to the Gemara. Va Amar Le, but it was said to him, Kayim Bapar Mashiach Ve'eda. No, that the question could be across the board, meaning even if it became Tamei after Zrika, by the other Karbanos which don't have a Moado, by Par Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, Ve'eda, and the Par Halom Davar Shel Tzibur. So these last two lines just clarified what we just said. Again, the Gemara first says, oh, the question only must be if it became Tamei before Zrika. After Zrika, for sure, you continue doing it. It says Moado. But the Gemara says, it doesn't say Moado by all of those Karbanos. It doesn't have a specific time. So the Gemara says, you're right. So if the question was only about the two Yom Kippur ones, then it would be by Moado. But because he asked it about all of them, the question could be even if it became Tamei after Zrika. Okay, that is all. Question number one. Question number two. Question number two, skip the next name. Rabbi Elazar Sha'al. Para manisrafim musir manisrafim. So we're going to interpret the next question based on the Karbana Eda. The Karbana Eda himself says, at the end of his commentary on this piece. V'av shehaloshon dachuk ksas, kafi pirushenu zeh. Even though it's a little difficult to put my pshat into these words, but this is the way it fits into the Bavli, to be parallel. So that's why I'm explaining this Yerushalmi like the Bavli. That's what the Karban Eidah here says. So Reb Elezer Shaul, Par Menasrof is here, Menasrofim. So again, we said these special karbanos that are brought out, people carrying them become tame. Right? We're going according to that Manda Amar. That right when they go out of the walls of the Azara, their clothing becomes tame. So what happens in this case? Par Menasrof is here, Menasrofim. She Yatsa Rov Ha'ever Hamashlim L'Rov. Right? What's the question here? As we see in the Karban Eidah says that you're carrying the animal out, stop time in the middle. Half the animal is out. But one of the limbs of the animal is out, a minority of that limb. But with that minority of the limb, it's mashlim, and now the majority of the animal is out. But the majority of that limb is still in. So do you consider that limb out or in? Because now the majority of the animal is out, but this limb might be nigrar, might be pulled after its own right limb, and therefore it's as if it's not out. Look at the Karban Eidah. Shemiyut echad minho evar mashlim leruba shel behema litziyasa mahu. So what's the halacha? If you cut the animal totally, right now most of the animal is outside, and therefore the begadim should become tummy already. But if you go by this limb, most of this limb is still inside. So maybe you should go by that rove. Im havi yitzia latame yasam is askim bahutza asan. Alo havi yitzia. Because says the Karban Eidah, maybe shadinan miyuta ever basa rove ha ever shebifnim. The minority of the limb that went out you should consider that nigrar after the, you know, where is this limb? In or out? So it's in because it's only most of it still in. So it's as if it didn't go out and therefore they're not tame yet. Okay, that's the question. So, Parmenas Avzir Nesrafim. Sheyatza Rofa Ever. Let's read it now in the Gemara. Sheyatza Rofa Ever Hamashlim LaRov. Right? That the Rove went out with this miyut of the Ever. But that's Mashlim the Rove. So the Gemara, that's the question. The Gemara says, no, that's obvious. Milsa Amra Baruba Hadavar Tali. No, that's Pashut, that it's considered it went out. That can't be the question. That one went out. Most of the animal went out. It went out. So Pshita Hada Milsa Yatza Rubo. That would be considered rove going out. V'yacharkach yatsa rova ever amashlam rove. And then the rest of the limb goes out. That's fine. That's not our question. Our question is this. Lo tzurcha dila. Remember in Yerushalmi terms that means, I don't need it. Dila is da ella. I don't need it except for the following case. This case. Yatsa ever ever. The limbs go out, limb by limb. V'yacharkach yatsa rove ha'ever hamashlam l'rove. What does that mean? Again, we need the Karban Eidah here. What happens here? The rove of the limb went out, and the rove of the limb is mashlim the animal, but there is the rove makes it half and half. The rove gets up to chatzi chatzi. But there's still a miut of the limb that's still inside. So do we say this? It's considered as if the whole limb is out, and therefore there's a majority of the animal out, and they've got them already. Or do you say, no, only the majority of the limb is out, the meat is still inside, and therefore you don't throw one after the other. Let's see that inside, in the Karban Eidah. Lo tzurcha dala, d'lo kamibay le'el yatsa hakol ever ever shalem, v'achar kach yatsa rova emer umashlim lechetzio. Right? The majority of the ever gets you to half. Mia mau mi amrinan shadinan mia to ever shebifnim basarova ever shebachutz. Do you say, well, the minority of the limb inside is considered ki'ilu, it's part of the most of the ever outside, v'havilei rub, it's like a rove, o dilma basar shari varim shebifnim shadinan lei, or do you throw it after the other avarim that are in, kiven te'ena ever natuk lozlin basaruba? Right, so that's the question. Again, these are issues. Again, there's lumdis here. How do you look at the whole animal? Do you look at each limb? How do you define roves? Right? That's part of this, question here. Number two. Number three. Question number three now we're up to. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Reb Elazar. Shaul. Parman is Ravim Zir and is Ravim Sheyatsu v'chazru. What happens if they're carrying this animal out? Okay, no more like on the border. They carried it out and they brought them became tame. But then one of them said, oh, I forgot something. Can we go back? So they went back inside. Do they now say, oh, it's Kilo, they never went out, they're not on Tame anymore? Do you say lamafreya now because that now they went back, or do you say no? Once they're tamei, they're tamei. Right? So that's the question. Pshita. So the Gemara says no. Pshita derech hazira inam tamei begadim. Right? So it's obvious that at the time that they if let's say they would switch people on their way back. So then for sure the people in the wrong direction, their begadim don't become tamei. Derech hazira inam tamei begadim. Lo tzircha dela. The question is, mikivan sheschilu latzeis mao sheyatame begadim. But do we say that, let's say, the ones that are taking it again, maybe they, once somebody else took it back, or even if they took it back, but if they get back in, so do we say now their begadim are nitar, lemafreya? Do you say that they, once they were choser, that it's ki'ilu, they never went out? That's the question. I don't think this is a breira issue. Right, there's nothing clarified. They became tamei. Do we say again the whole thing? Like, why did they become tamei? They didn't touch anything tamei. It's just biderech. So maybe if they went back, it's ki'ilu. You're going back on it, then you have to start again. Unless say new people are going to take it. One of them wasn't feeling well, and they're all a team. So one of the teams went back. They're going to switch the teams. So do you say the team is not tamei? Hezer Rabbi Baruba says vataninan. Well, I think maybe you could bring a raya from the Mishnah in Zvachim. Hayusovlan asamamotos. It says if people are carrying them, the kohanim are carrying them with poles. Yatsu arishonim chus lachametz arazor. Vacharim lo yasu. If the first ones are already out and the second ones are still in, harishonim etam begadim. Acharim einim etam begadim. Acha yatsu. Right. If the back ones are still in, their begadim aren't tamei yet. So you see from there, you go by where the animal is. The Gemara assumes. So the ones who are out. And where the people still are, with animals and where the people still are. So the people who are carrying out that didn't go out yet are not tamei. So Gemara is assuming, I just finished the Mishnah, Yatsu Elav Elu, once everybody goes out, Matan Begadim, that everybody's become Begadim. So the Karban Eid again assumes, so what do you see from this Mishnah? If people are carrying it out, the people that are still in are not tamei yet, so you go by where the people are. So maybe once the people come back, they're tar, because you go by where the people are. That's how he reads the Gemara. And the answer is no, maybe there's no Raya there. Maybe that's a special gzeiras hakasav about actually being out. Amar Reb Yudin avoid Reb Tanya shanyehi dechsev vahotzi ad sheyotzi reshus kol amotzi. Maybe that's a special din of you have to be totally outside the domain of the person carrying it. But lav dafka that's a rule that you could apply if you went out, then you came back in, and you want to go out again. So maybe that's not a similar case. Period. So that question is not answered. Finally, fourth question. Fourth question, let's just ask the question, and then we'll have to leave the answer. Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Elazar Shaul. Parman as Ravim is Yirmiyam as Rafim. Skip the next word. Maushi paslu mishem yotze. Right, these karbanas have to be brought outside to be burned. There's usually something called a psul yotze. If a carbon goes out of the precincts where it's supposed to be, it becomes pasul. So what happens if these karbanas went out before Zrika? After Zrika, that's when they're supposed to be taken out. But if it went out before Zrika, so is there a psul yotze by these karbanos that are supposed to be yotze anyway after the Zrika? So that's a question that was asked, and we'll have to wait for that answer. But again, that is the fourth question relating to these parim hanisrafim. Hashem, as we continue our march here through the sixth parak, Hashem, next time we get almost towards the end of the sixth parak of Maseches Yuma.